Welcome back to Hoops HD,
Woohoo!
everybody. It is Sunday, January 26th. The Super Bowl is set. It's going to be the Eagles and some team nobody's heard of from Kansas City, but that's not what we're here for today. This is Hoops HD. This is our Bracket Rundown show. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. We've got David Griggs and John Tytel up front here, up top here, wherever.
You got
David
a
Dorman
full
down
ten?
below me. Matt Sikowski, one side of him, Rocco Miller and his microphone on, from bracketeer.org on the other side of him. Might have one or two others jumping in, but we're going to get going here. It's a little late tonight. It's our bracket rundown show, Griggs. And what the heck do we do on these shows?
Well, on this particular show, we're going to build a seed list. Essentially, the committee, they spend 3 or 4 days selecting the teams, then painstakingly seeding the teams. They go through this elaborate voting process. We may get into explaining exactly how it works a little later, but essentially they vote teams in and then they cross-country vote them line by line. We're going to cut a few corners and cut about 4 days worth of work down to about an hour worth of work. The results will be the same. We're just that good.
We lost it there. Now I can get it back up again. There it is. This is the
Yeah, if
list we're going
Chad
to
could get
create.
the Brian seed
What
list on the
we're
screen.
going to do is we're going to create the fill in the seed list here. What I'll do is I'll go to each one of you in turn. We will be filling in one seed line at a time. We'll be debating it. If we come to a consensus, we'll move on. If there needs to be a tiebreaker vote, I'm going to cast the tiebreaker vote.
Yeah, and Chad, I saw in the email that you wanted to switch things up this week, maybe let somebody else arbitrate or do a bracket reveal format. How about I arbitrate this week? I'll break all ties and make decisions.
All right. Unfortunately, as you
Buzz.
can see behind me, I'm on the road again. No buzzer, but
So you don't want me to do
no, I said a real person, Griggs, not you. No puppets.
I'm the best puppet in the game.
I'll
Don't
tell you
turn
what.
your back on me.
Before we get to start to build our seed list, why don't we start with another one of our all-time favorites, the blind resume. And I want
Oh.
to. No? She don't want to start with
Yeah,
blind resume, start with us.
I think these both look familiar, but I can't remember what either one of them was.
What's it? I threw up a couple blind resumes. Let me run through a few of you here and see what you think. And Titel, I know you're a big fan of the blind resume. Let me start with you. Got a couple of resumes here. Which do you like better, left, right, or do you think they're about the same? And before we get to guessing, at least, who do we like best?
I do love blind resume, but I'm always so bad at it. Everybody else always knows the team, and I don't. I like team on the right for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're not 0-4 against the board. Number two, non-conference made the schedule much better. Number three, OAR is better. Number four, predictive is better. So I'm going right.
Going right. Rocco, are these teams at least close, or do you think that team on the right is way better?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the team on needs a better win, at least to anchor with on the top of the profile. Best road wins 95, whereas the one on the right, the best road wins 88, plus there's some good neutral stuff above that. But at the same time, I also figured out who both these teams are.
Okay.
So
I'll come back to you in a
the
minute.
team on the right has more opportunities. I can tell you that.
We'll look at one more thought here, Dorman. What do you think? Is there any argument that these teams are at least are close? Because it was tough for me to get two teams that were close this week, but I thought this was at least interesting to get somebody that was close to the right to the left, in my opinion, but maybe I was wrong.
I don't think it's that far apart. The team on the left is getting hot. They've won five in a row. But when it comes down to being this tight, I'm with Tytel. I like to look at that non-conference strength of schedule. What did you try and do out of conference? What did you try and play? Who'd you try and play and where? And that four really sticks out to me, especially when it's close. So I'm also going with the team on the right. And the best win is clearly better than the team on the left.
It's not great though, but it's
No.
clearly better. Yeah. Well, let me, Matt, do you know who these teams are?
I think the team on the right's North Carolina.
I think you'd be correct.
The team on the left, too.
I like the team. I think
I
I
can
know
give you a
who.
clue. I can give you a clue. It starts with the same word.
North Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
there you
I was at, yeah.
I thought it was Texas, actually.
Well, it's kind of, it's
Yeah.
almost Texas. It's a
Yeah, it's almost Texas.
it's there it is. It's North Texas.
Ah.
And one of the things I want to pull this up here though is it's great. Griggs, let me ask you here. Is North Texas really, really that far off the pace for an NCAA tournament bid right now with this resume that at least can't get on the same screen as North Carolina?
I can have two thoughts in my head at the same time. No, they're not, but I actually had North Carolina just under my first four in my own personal bracket. Now, I am not trying to guess the committee. I think the committee would select them. They've got the neutral win at UCLA, which is at least something. And when you add all their losses up, while there's eight of them, seven of those are pretty damn good. To really
Oh.
to but I don't I've just been very unimpressed with the Tar Heels. It's hard to be high on a team that needed overtime to beat Boston College at home in their last game. And North Texas is good. And if the two met on a neutral floor, I think it'd be a pretty good game. North Texas is a hell of a lot better than Boston College.
And hey, at the end of the day, Rocco, maybe that North Texas win at Minnesota is something we shouldn't be overlooking. One of the
Yeah.
hottest teams in the nation right now, those Gophers.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get down this far. On my list, I had North Carolina at 49 and North Texas at 52. So I'm proud to say that, like, within the blind resume
Okay.
exercise, I actually had them pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, this is, North Texas is actually a team I was looking forward to diving into deeper in the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. So this is a sweet little sneak preview. I'd actually kind of forgot about the Minnesota win. Obviously, they've got three tournament level wins in the last 2 weeks. So that's certainly helping. And Oregon State just blasted Santa Clara. So both those wins look a little better today than they did yesterday.
Let's jump over here to our actual seed list and let's start filling in some teams though. We as the teams come up, we'll be seeing their nets, their OAR, which is their average of all the metrics, their strength of schedules, their KenPom ratings, and their JNG ratings from right up top there on the website come up. And when this little box here says at large bid remainings become zero, we'll be done. I'll fill in the rest of the teams at the end of the bracket. And then we'll bracket things up in the final brackets below. And if you look at it right now, you've ruined the show.
Yeah. I mean, what's the fun in that? But you can still watch us debate and discuss, so.
Norman, let me start with you this week. Who are the top four teams of the nation in order?
Auburn, Duke, Iowa State, Alabama.
Auburn, Duke, Iowa State, Alabama. I'll let Matt, is he right? It could be a quick first line.
I think he's exactly right to the teams to where they should be seated on that list. I'm 100% right on that.
I can live with it. There actually is a team I like a little bit more than Iowa State, and I know that they just lost, and it was the first time you saw them play, you were probably really unimpressed. But put Tennessee and Iowa State next to each other, Chad. On the this is another thing that on the bracket comparisons.
I'm trying to get it up here. Give me half a
Yeah.
second here. Working remotely,
I,
things are
the
not quite
Eagles
work.
won.
Quite
Chad's
work.
a little drunk. It's just a little slow here.
There
But
we go. Tennessee on the left, Iowa State on the right.
I mean,
Oh
at
boy.
Illinois, at Louisville, those are two really high profile wins, whereas I just think they top out a little higher than Iowa State. And while they do have another, like, 2 points at Auburn is barely qualifies as a loss.
Rocco, isn't 9-2 versus the top two tiers and 11-2 versus the top three tiers better than 7-3 and 10-3?
It is, yeah. I mean, and when you're this high up, above the rest, some of those things actually start to matter. You need to be superior. So the difference between a two-loss season and a three-loss season, when you both play fairly strong schedules, which I think these two have, obviously Tennessee's slightly stronger. I think that could be enough to tip it to Iowa State. But I agree with where Griggs is coming from to a degree. The only thing I have different with Dorman is I would have Alabama as the third number one overall, and then it does come down to Iowa State, Tennessee for me for the fourth number one.
I actually have Alabama as two overall behind all. That is a grown-up profile.
Oh, let me
Yeah,
ask.
with the Houston win. Yeah, I get
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
Hi, Tyler. Let me bring you in on that. Alabama, should they maybe be number three overall? And that is a big difference because it could depend on one of these teams is going to have to go to play in the West Regional. And if you get to the number three, you're not going to be able to have to go West.
Sure, I think it's a coin flip in terms of they're all great teams with great metrics and everything. The key is they both have tons of good games left. So, for example, if Alabama loses at Mississippi State this week and Iowa State blows out my boys in Tucson tomorrow, guess who I think should be better, higher ranked than the other one?
Right. How about right now, though? Would you have Alabama over Iowa State?
I would, but again, you can easily make the argument for the other one, but yes, to answer your question.
No, no veto.
I'm going to go and make that flip. I didn't see enough love to get Tennessee up here, Griggs, but I did see enough love to make Alabama number three overall.
This is why I should be auditing.
And Matt, let me go to you for the next four teams up. We do have Tennessee under consideration, but you can give me any four teams you like.
Yeah, I would Tennessee at number five, Florida at six, my guys Marquette seven, and this might seem high, but hey, I think they're there now. Houston at eight.
Marquette seven and Houston at number eight.
I got to disagree here, man. I got Houston at number six. I actually had them higher than you.
Okay. I got creamed by all of you for wanting Houston up this high last week.
That was last week.
All they
They
do is
hadn't
win
won
one
in
game at.
Kansas yet.
They won at Kansas. I haven't seen Kansas in our field yet, Griggs, but
Well, yeah,
I
not,
digress.
but not, they're not going to be ahead of Houston.
I'll throw this out there. I do agree Houston should be on the two line, but let me get a few other opinions here. Norman, what do you think, first of all? Is Matt right? Tennessee, Florida, Marquette, and Houston on this line?
Before the weekend, I didn't have Houston in that win in Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday in the craziness of the last 2 minutes when Kansas folded really shot Houston up the charts for me. So I am with Matt. I have Houston on the two line in exactly that same spot, sitting in the eighth, sitting at the eighth overall best team in the country.
Parker, what do you think? Are these four teams correct then?
Let me take a look here. I just would not agree with Marquette at this point. But I no disrespect to Matt's squad. They're awesome, but they have a home Xavier loss, and not as strong of wins at the top compared to some of the other options. But I do have, I think it's clear, you throw in the Tennessee Iowa State loser at the top of the two line. And then you would go Florida, Houston for me. I think it's a clear top seven. I have Houston as the third two seed. And then I had Michigan State in that eighth spot.
Yes,
Michigan
preach
State,
like it.
it's just one of those situations where they only have two losses. Yes, they don't have a great road win yet. They've had a very soft Big Ten schedule to date, at least getting their bigger games at home. Both Illinois and their other big one was home so far. But if you look at their February schedule, oh my goodness, it's like a gauntlet the whole month of February. So we'll see what Michigan State's made of. But as a reward for being in a top two conference, undefeated in the league all the way through the almost the end of January, feel like they should get the nod there.
I tell, what do you think? Especially when you look at it, I mean, Marquette's big wins were also against the same conference that Michigan State's in. That's where they made their case, but they do have that big bad loss at home to Xavier.
Tom
Right.
Izzo hasn't lost in 2 months. Let's give him a lot of credit for that. Houston had an amazing win. I almost think it's more about Kansas. It is more about Kansas choking. If you watch the game, like they choked twice in each overtime. And they were missing KJ Adams, which obviously that doesn't hurt Houston, but that's the re one reason why Houston pulled off the amazing upset on the road. So while I wouldn't veto Houston if everybody else wants them, I love Sparty because all they've done for 2 months is win, 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 win.
I think, but what about the question? Maybe we leave Houston up here on the two line, but bring Marquette down the line.
I don't want to ruin my friendship with Matt because I can make the argument for both, but I think that, I mean, this Sparty is hotter, but Marquette has some great wins too, right?
I like Marquette's win, like objectively, Marquette's win profile a fair amount more.
They do, and that's just how you average it out because, like, they also have a loss at home to Xavier. Now, Xavier's on fire now. I wouldn't be surprised if we ended up selecting Xavier. We'll see what happens. But it's close.
Well, Norman, I mean, at the end of the
I
day,
had
for this
Michigan State.
is this close, isn't three losses worse than two losses?
Yes, by my math teacher, correct. Yes, but they're not weighted evenly here. So
Okay.
correct.
In this game, it doesn't three does not equal more than two.
So you would leave it alone with Mark Penn and Houston both here.
It's exactly how I have it. Yes, I have them, and I have Michigan State. I've Sparty coming in right next at nine.
Well, Rocco, I would have been with you, but but we're not getting enough love here to for my tiebreaker vote to throw Michigan State up a line. So I think the line's going to stay as is, but I will let you take the three line. How's that for a trade-off?
Some good horse trading there, Chad. I appreciate that.
Harder.
All right. So what are we looking at here? We went with we left
Tennessee.
Marquette there. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have to have Michigan State
Yeah,
on this
definitely
list.
Michigan State. And then I would go Purdue coming off their blowout win over Michigan. And Kansas in there as well. Kansas was seven before the game last night. That was almost a coin flip game at the end. Can't punish them too much. And then I'll skip over Marquette, of course. Then I'm kind of stuck because I guess I would stick with Texas A&M lost by 1 point. I had them ninth overall on Friday. It's probably still A&M as like 12th now. So I'll go Aggies.
You go to Texas A&M, Hytel. What about those four teams? Does Rocco have it right? Because I think there might be a name that might be missing. But Michigan State, Purdue, Kansas A&M. How's that for a four? For the three, I'm sorry, for the three line.
I love three of his four, but for the fourth, I love the conference he picked. But I would pick the team that beat A&M on January 14th, namely the Wildcats, not mine, but the Kentucky Wildcats. I know they've lost two in a row. I know that a loss to Vandy is certainly not like tier 1A, whatever, but they were missing Andrew Carr, so it's excusable or at least explainable. And certainly no shame in losing to Alabama while scoring 97, although obviously if you score 97, you should win. But the Tide are a whole nother level on offense. Again, coin flip, but if you have to figure out who wins the coin flip, I would go with the team on the left that beat the team on the right.
Does anybody else have another team in mind?
Let's finish this debate first, Briggs, before we
Okay.
go to another team. So Matt, let me bring you in here. Kentucky, I tell you, I look at them and I see all those tier 1A wins, two more than an A&M has. It was Tytel right or was Rocco right?
That's I lead Kentucky just because the top of their profile was a little better. And then and Duke, now that Duke, a neutral court win at Mississippi State, who's not too far from being discussed. And that Gonzaga neutral court, who they fall down the bracket some, they're still like a pretty good team that eventually will slide in just under the protected seeds once the season ends.
So you would go,
I'd go Kentucky.
you'd go Kentucky also.
I think, yeah, I think Kentucky, they have one road win now. And if you look at like they nearly won at Clemson. Clemson very tough to beat at home. They kind of blew it against Vanderbilt, losing in overtime after coming behind and dominating most of the second half. But one of the concerns long term about Kentucky, this is, I know that we're doing this in the current state, and I would actually have Kentucky now, but they go to Tennessee, they go to Ole Miss, they go to Texas, to Alabama, Oklahoma. It's going to be hard for them to get another one.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think where I'm coming from is they both lost yesterday, right? So they both lost road games to similar profiles. Texas A&M by 1 point at Texas, Kentucky by five at Vanderbilt. But I had Texas A&M winning the battle on going into the weekend due to the fact that they're 6-3 in away neutrals. Now they're 6-4. Kentucky was 3-3. Now they're 3-4. They have a losing record. They're 1-3 in top two quad road true road games. So
They're one
that's
and three in
very
true road games, period. Yeah.
right. And they're all in the top two quads. They do have the road Mississippi State, which is great, but A&M's got the road Ole Miss. And you add in for A&M, they have the road Oklahoma. They have neutral Purdue, neutral Texas Tech, and neutral Creighton. And all of those teams are on the rise. So I think that's helping the Aggies. That's really the where I broke the tie.
I'm kind of with
Yeah.
Rocco on
Well,
this.
one second, Rocco. So you don't count the head-to-head the tiebreaker then? I
No,
mean, they
because it was
play.
on, it was not a neutral court game, so I would never look
It
at
was
that.
not a neutral court game, but it's a 12-point win.
It's a 12-point win, and
Okay.
that happens when you go to other teams' campuses,
Okay.
Chad.
Let me get what I thought here. I want to welcome Mike Chodd to the show. Mike,
What's up,
we wanted.
Mike? Yeah, I was watching the trophy presentation, so I got hear what about 10:13-ish Eastern time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mike,
Okay.
we're looking at the three line, and the proposal is Michigan State, Purdue, Kansas, and A&M on this line. You can see on the screen there whether Kentucky should sneak in there or somebody else should sneak in there besides one of those four
Yeah, how about
teams.
someone else, Mike? How about a team that you might like, Mike? What about them?
Kentucky, I give a slight edge to Kentucky over A&M. I mean, they're both very good profiles, but I think the diff when
Dang.
you have two profiles that are very even, the difference is head to head, and Kentucky does have a double digit win over A&M.
Okay. Well, let me get a whose opinion did I get? Dorman, was it you that I didn't get an opinion on yet?
Yeah, I didn't give it to you yet. I have Kentucky slightly ahead after the weekend. If A&M would have pulled it out, I would have given them I would have given them the spot. I have Kentucky ahead, but it is tight.
I think I've heard a
Rocco.
little bit more love for Kentucky over A&M, Rocco. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because doing this on Sunday is really fun because I actually haven't gone through the full deep dive with the new information. So I might actually agree by tomorrow. So that's the best part.
I think that's our line. Griggs, I know you're going to throw one other team out there, so I'll give you 3 seconds to throw another team out. But
Michigan.
if you want to argue Michigan, I think much like last week, I think you're about five seed lines too early. But this Matt,
When
do you
you're
want to
down
take it?
29-9, you don't belong in the top four.
Matt, do you want to take the question of my team with three non-tier one losses and only three tier one wins belongs in the discussion with teams like A&M and Kentucky?
This is way too high for Michigan. Like,
Yeah.
I gave you a layup, but I gave you a layup, Matt. You better not miss
Yeah, I'd say
it.
this one. Yeah, this is that you
Michigan
just
man here
lost
says
to
no.
Minnesota. You just got destroyed by Purdue. This
Yeah.
is not. This is not. But 2 weeks ago, when I was on this broadcast, I had Michigan right up in this range. That was 2 weeks ago.
Rick Griggs, there's
And they
three
were lucky
losses
to beat
here.
Northwestern last week. Keep that in
There's
mind.
three
Yeah.
losses here, Griggs, the teams that are not going to be in this field in all likelihood.
Yeah, but I mean they got the win at Whiskey. What? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Rocco's. Let's get to the 5-6 debate for Michigan. And that's coming from a Michigan man.
Right. Let's go to Tytel for the four seeds. We do have A&M under consideration. I guess I'll throw Michigan under consideration, but Greece likes to throw teams out way too early, so.
Michigan is definitely belongs under consideration. I think I have them as a 5 seed, so I'm not ready for them yet. I do want A&M. I want the Ducks, even though losing at Minnesota you think would throw them down like 5 seed lines at this point, but the Gophers are on
Feel
a
so
hot
bad
streak.
now. Tough
That's
at
amazing.
the barn.
It is. I would get the Illini in here in large part due to the fact that while the win over the Ducks looks great, the fact that their losses are explainable. They lost to USC without Jackachonis. They lost to Maryland without Ivicic. So I can explain away their losses. And the other three are amazing: Alabama, Tennessee, and at Sparty. And then for the fourth, I think one of the Mississippi teams, and they both are great, so they both belong under consideration. If I had to pick one, I would take the Mississippi State team because they beat the Mississippi team.
People are gonna tear this line apart, Tytel, because
Really?
I had that exact same line.
Okay. So forget about
I
Griggs.
do too. I do
Forget
too
about
as well.
Norman, how about you? Can we get it? Do you want to make an argument for anybody else?
I could make an argument for Mississippi over Mississippi State, but it's tight. And when they played, although the game was obviously on someone's home floor, I go with the team that won the game. So I also would give Mississippi State the coin flip there. And I agree with Illinois. I could make an argument that Oregon doesn't deserve the spot. I think they're headed in the wrong direction. I think it's gotten pretty
Pull up
bad
Oregon
at
chat.
Oregon.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
With Wisconsin.
Oregon is just an unusual team.
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah.
They're sort of hard to place because you look at their losses and They typically, I mean, they lose what I would consider not that they're easy games to win, but they're sort of hold serve games that you get at home. And then away from home, they beat Alabama and A&M, who we've already put in the field. They win at Ohio State, who I realize has their warts, but can top out pretty heavy too. Maybe Oregon should just not play any more home games.
Or maybe they should only play games in November, Griggs.
Yeah,
Yeah,
maybe
that's
that's
my
it.
I'm just saying.
Overall, though, the tier one wins overall would lean it to the Ducks over the Badgers here, but I
The
do
tier
think
one
it's
wins,
close.
but look at like only one of them was on their home court. That is just a bizarre profile.
I think we've got an overwhelming support for Tytel's line, actually. And I hate to do this, but Greg, I'm going to throw you the five
Oh,
line.
yes.
We have Ole Miss, Michigan, and Wisconsin all under consideration.
So I'm not allowed to pick protected seeds. Is that it? Is that what they're protected from?
Yes,
Is me
protected from
forecasting them?
you.
Is that the legislature? Okay. I have Ole Miss. I actually have Memphis way up here. I realize that they don't always bring it, but I still think their profile tops out really heavy. Michigan, who was under consideration, and a team I got beat up pretty bad for last week, but
I
I'm
like it.
with them here, and it's Missouri.
I actually like that pick here personally, but I'm not one who's going to call it. Matt, what do you think? Ole Miss, Memphis, Michigan, Missouri.
I like Ole Miss. I like Missouri. I think you got to get Wisconsin here. But hey, I'd love Wisconsin to be, say, a 9 seed, but objectively, they should be either a 4 or 5.
I
And
actually
then.
don't. I'm way lower on Wisconsin than the rest of the group. I've got to be. Well, let's talk about them, because I'm just not
Well,
there on them.
Matt, go ahead. Who would you knock out of his 4 teams to put Wisconsin in? Would it be Michigan then, or would it
I'm
be
supposed to. I would like to
Memphis?
knock out both Memphis and Michigan, and that Wisconsin definitely needs to be on this line. I think that's without much debate. I'd actually put Texas Tech up here too.
Nice, Matt. Well done.
All right, that's a little early. I thought we'd hear Texas Tech, but I'm serious support for that. Maybe I undervalued them. Let's start with the Wisconsin versus. Well, why don't we go with their conference mate, Michigan here first, Rocco. Do the Badgers belong up here on this five line and maybe over Michigan or Memphis? I got Michigan up there for now.
So I have Michigan 19th, I have Wisconsin 20, and I have Memphis 21.
Oh,
So
okay.
they're all close, but I would only have Michigan and Wisconsin as the back two. And up above all three of those teams, I have Texas Tech at 18. And the reason for it, I understand that there's only one significant win against the field so far, but those wins at BYU and Utah, if you watched the BYU Cincinnati game last night, that should give you some idea of how hard it is to win in those places. So I am treating those road wins like almost tournament level road wins, because it is so hard to go sweep that trip. And they're, Texas Tech's one of the few undefeated teams on the road in true road games in the entire country. I think they're down to four now. They're one of those four, and their performance is a top 12 team. So they, I think, need to be on the five line, my opinion.
Norman, what do you think? Is Texas Tech and Wisconsin belong up here over Michigan, Memphis, or one of the others?
Well, pull up Memphis or
I
Michigan,
have.
one of the.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead,
I'm
Dorman.
sorry, Chuck. Go ahead with the question first, please. I'm sorry.
I'll throw Texas Tech and Memphis on the screen. We've also been debating Michigan and Wisconsin, though.
I have
All.
Michigan and Wisconsin higher than both those two, than Texas Tech and Memphis. And I also have another team I could throw in there in the mix. I think Louisville's in this discussion, actually.
I could.
As down as I
Yeah.
think the ACC is, I do think Louisville's resume is starting to
I
come
agree.
together.
Okay. Chad, put Memphis and Wisconsin next to each other.
Memphis and Wisconsin next to each other. Okay,
Yes.
go ahead.
Okay. Memphis has won against Michigan State on a neutral floor, who's already in there. They went to Clemson and won. And like, they beat Missouri, who we really like. They beat Ole Miss, neutral floor win against Connecticut. Wisconsin beat Arizona before Arizona got their motors started. Arizona was not playing well, and it was a home win. Ohio State is not a good road team. That does it. Like Pitt on a neutral floor is the best win they have away from home, and Pitt might not even get selected. To me, it's not even close. Memphis has totally outperformed them. I mean, in what universe is that even the same? At least where it tops out, Memphis tops out way higher. Now, to be fair, they have a loss that smells bad. I get that, but I don't think that one loss negates just how much better the top of Memphis's profile is. Like, I
I
know
see two
Arizona and
losses.
Ohio State look good, but I mean, look at what those teams had done on the road, and look at what Arizona was playing like at the time. Wisconsin beat them.
First of all, I see two losses and smell bad, not one.
Yeah,
Second of
I feel
all,
like Temple. I don't care that's a tier three loss
bad.
in my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can call it tier two, but Temple is not good.
That's the one I was talking about.
Well, Arkansas State, like Arkansas State's not a bad team, but it's one. A tournament team should beat them at home.
Yeah, a
Yeah.
tournament team. Yeah, I mean,
I tell what where are you on this line? Because we now have seven teams up for debate for four spots.
I think Missouri is a little high. I prefer Wisconsin. If you do a quick eyeball of their metrics, I think Wisconsin leads them in every single metric. So I don't see how you could do the Tigers over Whiskey. I agree with the other under consideration teams. They're going to come off the board very soon.
I think I've heard the most hate for Memphis on this line, the most love for Wisconsin not being here. Norman, let's give Louisville a few seconds here also before we move on. Do they belong up here? Maybe over, if we're going to take Memphis down already, maybe over Missouri or over Michigan.
The starting to pile up wins. My problem with them is it's against this conference, who I think absolutely stinks, the ACC. But they did go to SMU. SMU, I think, is a solid, okay team, definitely middle of the pack in the ACC. They took that. They had no problem with them. They beat Pitt on the road. People telling me Pitt's in the tournament. I don't. I, the Missouri, the at Florida just sticks out to Missouri. That's a huge win. So I do see the Missouri love over Louisville, but I would stick with. I think Louisville's overall resume, I like a little more in Missouri's.
And Mizzou just the one true road win. I mean,
Yep.
granted it was a great one, but I mean these teams that play in these power conferences need to schedule a few more winnable out of conference road games.
I think what we're doing is we're going to put Wisconsin in here, Memphis out. I guess I've heard a little bit of hate for Michigan, a little bit of hate for Missouri, and some love for all three teams that aren't in. I don't know that we've heard enough of a consensus yet to make any other moves. Matt, let me throw one last thought over to you on this. Can we live with this?
People
Yeah,
didn't
this
like
is, I
Michigan.
mean,
A little bit of Rocco after.
I'm glad we got Memphis off this line. I still think that's just a little early for
Yeah.
Memphis. The six is about, six or seven is about where they belong. I think they're right on the border for me. But like off the five is a good spot. Yeah.
Rocco, you want to make another case for Texas Tech, I guess?
I mean, I gave you all my main points, but
Yeah.
I mean, I do have them above three of the teams in the five right now, so it seems a little harsh. But at the same time, kind of depends on what you're looking for. If you like teams that are undefeated in true road games, Texas Tech's your team. And they're also performing as a top 12 team. If you like performance metrics, I feel like those are two very important areas, Chad.
I'll tell you my problem personally with Texas Tech is that, yeah, they have those four road wins, but none of those teams are going to be in this field tonight. They have a
Correct.
loss to St. Joe's, a team that's not going to be in this field, not even close to this field tonight. And I think that we've got a little bit more on like a Missouri side where they don't have losses to teams that are not on the field. And their win at Florida is way better than winning at BYU or at Cincinnati. And so I think they top out higher, and I think Texas Tech has more bad. That's my personal take on it.
Missouri's a good wild card. I'll be doing a deep dive, but I do like Texas Tech better than Michigan and Wisconsin. I guess that's where I'm coming from.
Let me throw one more out there. Mike, you're the Michigan guy. Should Texas Tech be in a Michigan and Michigan be down the line? That's a real interesting debate, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I'd say for now, no. I'd say Michigan over Texas Tech, but that's for now.
Michigan's got one more loss.
True.
Your favorite thing,
That is
Chad.
true.
Your favorite thing.
You had me sold, Rocco.
Chad, could you put the two profiles back again? I think
Sure.
Michigan's wins
No,
are a
it's a good
little,
one because
they're
Michigan's
better.
road winds are strong.
Yeah,
Very strong.
Michigan's road winds are stronger.
And they've,
Yeah.
yeah, that's
But
what impressed me the most about Michigan.
Texas Tech at
The
home to St. Joe's. Ugh.
green. Yeah.
No, that's not a home game. That was in Barclays, actually.
Okay.
Neutral.
Oh,
A
that's why it
neutral
says
loss.
versus. Okay.
Yeah. Much closer to St. Joe's than Lubbock.
Yeah, it's tight, these two.
Yeah, I'd give the slight edge to Michigan if it's Michigan between Michigan and Texas Tech.
Tell you what, then, Mike.
Sir.
We gotta keep the show rolling here, Mike. I'm going to you. Why don't you give me the sixth line? We do have Texas Tech, Louisville, and Memphis all under consideration, not in. But give me any four
Yeah,
teams you
I
like.
definitely like Louisville and Memphis. Yeah, I'll go Texas Tech since it was very close with Michigan. So I need one more team here.
Yep.
There's no, oh, there's Wisconsin.
Yeah, just throw one more team up here. Could be
I'll
any
throw
team, but
Louisville was is there I'll throw Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Tytel, I got to start with you. Is he too early on Arizona?
I assume the folks from West Virginia would say yes. I assume the folks from Texas Tech would say no, as we've played a lot of these teams already.
Yeah.
It seems about right when you look at their metrics. They're top 24 in all four five metrics, and this means they're the 24th best team. So the math works out. I would also not sleep on the Johnnies because they have been coming on strong. I was hoping to see them this week in DC, but I think I'm going to have to pass, unfortunately. But I wish I could make it because they are on fire.
Are we throwing out other teams
Maybe.
there? Because there's one that I think that's very easy to overlook, and when you look at them closely, you're like, man, that looks pretty good. What about
Clemson?
Clemson? Yeah, I
Yeah.
actually like them a little more than Louisville right now. Yeah, I mean, if you look at their profile, they only have the four losses. They have the home win, albeit at home, against Kentucky. My big gripe on them was that they couldn't win on the road. While they haven't gotten monster road wins, they've gotten enough to where you can say, okay, they can do some things away from home. Neutral against Penn State and San Fran isn't great, but it's at least worth noteworthy. I kind of like that profile. No awful losses other than South Carolina, and that's not particularly awful. I think I like this a little more than Louisville's. That like Louisville's best win on the season, at least net wise, is the win at Pitt, and Clemson
And they
also
also
has that win.
got the win over Clemson, but of course, that
Yeah.
doesn't count.
Well, no, it doesn't, because as Rocco pointed out earlier, it was at Louisville, and things like that happen when you go to college campuses.
That's
I'll
right. Yes,
yeah.
that is correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Rocco, what do you think, though? What do you think about these four teams? Louisville, Memphis, Texas Tech, Arizona, then should one of the under considerations of somebody else being above them?
Yeah, I like most of it. I guess my only settled difference is St. John's above Arizona. And that's, it's close though. Like I have them back to back and then Clemson right after those two. So I think we're talking about the right teams.
Let me, Dorman, what do you think? Should St. John's and or Clemson be up here over Louisville and or Arizona or somebody else?
Another team you could throw in the mix, they're right there with these teams, I believe, is West Virginia when you look at the resume, and they happen to have beaten Arizona. These
Bad
three or
loss.
four, what's that?
Oh, they just took a bad loss yesterday. That's the only reason I
Yeah.
threw them out. The Kansas
Yeah.
State loss. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, but it was on the road.
Right.
Still a head scratcher. Good
I
grief.
agree. I agree.
Yeah.
It wasn't close either.
No, they got crushed. My problem with St. John's, and I do have them coming in real soon, is the lack of tier one wins. Just when I look at the other teams' resumes, I see wins in the tier one, and St. John's it just has a lack of. Except Xavier, and Xavier's playing good ball, so I give that win a lot of credit. I would lean Louisville and Arizona ahead of St. John's at this point.
Matt, what about you? Is
I've
maybe
got a
my
team we
spot?
haven't mentioned that I thought they're a little bit of a matching starling, but they've also started to really come on recently, and that's Maryland.
Maryland, big win today for Maryland at Indiana.
Real big. Well, they
But a
prior to
much
this week,
bigger
I
win
didn't
on
have Maryland.
Thursday, too.
Yeah,
Yeah, it'd be in
prior to this
Illinois and
week.
Illinois.
Yeah, prior to this week, I didn't have Maryland in at all, but they had a great 48 hours.
They
I
are
tell.
or they're oring very well, as Chad would say.
Yeah.
I tell. What do you think about this line and these teams we've been discussing? Should we make a move? Long story short, should we make a move or stick with it?
No veto.
No veto. And Mike, this was your line, so I'm not going to ask you. I haven't heard enough love to make a veto. I've heard a lot of love to of a few other teams, but not enough to actually make the move. So,
I had
I
Arizona a little bit lower, but that's
close enough. Close enough
close
that is not
enough.
enough to
And
make the
the
move,
way
right?
Arizona's playing, I think they're definitely trending up. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let me go to oh, we've got everybody already. Let me go back to Dorman then. Back for the 7 line. We do have four teams under consideration in West Virginia, St. John's, Clemson, and Maryland. Are those your teams? You want to go somewhere else?
I have three of the four in. On this
Okay.
line, I have West Virginia, Clemson, Maryland. I have UConn slightly ahead of Maryland.
Ooh.
West Virginia, Clemson, UConn, and Maryland.
But in all honesty, I did not deep dive since that Maryland win, although it does include the Illinois win. I know Tytel said without Ibisevic on Wednesday or Thursday in Illinois, but that's still, you go into Illinois and win, that's a big win in my opinion. I know that's a big loss for Illinois with the big man out, but that's still a heck of a win by Maryland. They had a really good week.
So hold on. It's West Virginia, Clemson, St. John's, UConn.
Yes.
Okay. Maryland, you're not quite putting in yet.
Correct.
Matt, you're a Big East guy. Is he too early on UConn?
You're definitely too early on UConn. I have UConn on my 9 line. And actually, I have Creighton and UConn right next to each other. Like I said, that's on the 9 line. We're a little early on that. One team we haven't mentioned, I'm surprised, given that they've had some love before, and I don't think they've anything d done anything dumb lately, is Utah State.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I had them in
I
this
think that was a
range
big.
too.
I appreciate that. I thought that was a big omission so far. They did
Yeah.
lose the game at UNLV a couple, not this week, but the week before. But
Still 18,
I
17,
still love that
2v1.
pro.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did.
Rocco,
You
what
weren't
about
going to
this?
mention their two big away wins, 2-2, I think. Also, St. Mary's, San Diego State, I think, will be mentioned on the 8-9 lines.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
actually like those wins more than BYU and Utah, like as a pair. Those are two big, big road wins.
Rocco, what do you think? Should Utah State be in here over UConn or one of the other teams, or maybe somebody else entirely, like Maryland or Creighton, who were mentioned?
UConn might be a 10 seed for me tomorrow. They're certainly at
Okay.
least a 9. They were 9 on Friday and they lost again.
Fair
But I would
enough.
say, yes, you have West Virginia, Clemson, St. John's. I think, yeah, my order would be St. John's, then Utah State, then St. Mary's, then Clemson.
You'd have St. Mary's up here as well.
Wow.
I will, yes, absolutely. They won at Washington State. They're 18-3. They're top 24 in all the power numbers. And that's we're in that seeding area where the committee would lean on the power numbers.
Norman, I heard a wow from you. Do you think maybe you want to put St. Mary's in here instead?
I'm not again. I'm higher than I'm higher on St. Mary's than most. I had them on the next line on the top slot, but I have no problem with them. And I could see the call with UConn losing over the weekend, so I have no problem with it.
Mike, what do you think? Should we not drop UConn down, put St. Mary's in, who was Rocco's proposal, as opposed to Utah State or Maryland, who had also been mentioned?
Maryland's really interesting too, I'll add. I could live with Maryland.
Should we drop UConn? I say no.
Oh,
You don't want to
absolutely
drop
we
UConn at
should.
all. No.
I don't know who, but definitely drop UConn. That's a definite.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as big on them.
Hightail, who would you go with if we drop UConn?
I wouldn't drop UConn because half their losses are without McNeely, who's arguably the second best freshman in the Big East behind my guy Thomas Sorber. I understand, like, they are losing games, but there's a reason they're losing. His name is Liam McNeely.
Okay. But if we did drop him, who would you have up next?
I would go Terps, but again, like, I wouldn't drop him, but I know that's not your question.
Yeah, I think we heard enough love to drop him. So I think the question now is who do we bring up? And I think the most love has been for Maryland being there as the team.
It always helps to win a road win right before the show. You know,
yeah, really helps. Sure back, does. Back
road like sliding under the tag
on national TV.
That's right,
Matt. Let's do the eight line here. We do have Creighton, Utah State, St. Mary's, and UConn all under consideration. But where would you like to go on this line?
Yeah, I would have Utah State and St. Mary's here. And then the other teams, yeah, I'd have Baylor and I'd have UCLA.
Baylor and UCLA, too. So you wouldn't have UConn. You want to hold off on UConn. I know we're going to have a big debate about UConn again after this line, I think. But Griggs, what do you think? Baylor and UCLA, two new teams we haven't mentioned. Do you like one or either one of them?
I've been very, very underwhelmed with Baylor. I know that they've been beat up, and that has a lot to do with it. But I actually had them a couple lines lower. You know, if you look at that profile, it's just not very impressive. The win against St. John's, their two good wins were good, but I just don't. There's just some teams I like better.
Tytel, you want to tell us about injuries again? We just bumped UConn because of injuries. Are we bumping Baylor because of injuries?
Celestine's back. Love is still not. So I think it's a factor. The committee says it's a factor. Nobody else on this show seems to like that as a factor. So if I'm a party of one, I get it. But to answer your question, yes, injuries matter.
Yeah, they do.
Rocco, what about the injuries? Should Baylor and UConn be up here because assuming they get healthy again, because of the type of teams they are or not higher?
Well, I mean, I tend to try to be patient with that. I want to see, like, UConn. I agree with Tytel overall on UConn. McNeely makes them a much different, better, more formidable team. But when he comes back from injury, does that thing linger? Does he only play 15 minutes a night? Can he get back to the McNeely we know? Or is it some, you know what I mean? So if you come back and you have two good performances, then I feel like he's back. And even so, you can't take away the losses. They don't just suddenly go away. So I think you have to weigh it. There's a balance to all of this. And then I would say on the eight line, I actually have Baylor as well, but I would have Gonzaga with Baylor just because, I mean, their performance stuff is crazy. I get their resume sucks.
It does. They're
4-6 in their top 10.
I was a 9, Marcus. Not that it's far like, off. Saw that,
they didn't have a great resume last year and they got all the way to a 5. I mean, at some point they have to balance all this out.
But so they would if they want to get to a 5, they may need at St. Mary's.
Yeah,
I like Creighton over UCLA.
Yeah, I like Creighton a lot too. I mean, I know they're under consideration, but
yeah, I have Creighton after Gonzaga, so it's I could live with that too.
Mike, what do you think? Let me get you one more opinion on this line. We have Utah State, St. Mary's, Baylor, UCLA, Creighton, Gonzaga, and UConn under consideration. I think we've heard enough love that Utah State and St. Mary's are staying, but should Baylor or UCLA drop in favor of one of these others that we've been discussing?
No.
No.
John the law.
Well, maybe drop in favor of UConn, but that's about it. Which I actually had Gonzaga rated ahead of St. Mary's, so at least that's, you know, a conference, one conference team for another, but.
Yeah, I tell you, we've been all over the place, but I don't think there's been any consensus.
No consensus.
Anybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, the ones that carry over to the 9 line, I say we make them play the 8 seed.
Yeah. Good idea.
That'll settle it.
Rocco, we did not put Creighton, Gonzaga, or UConn in quite yet. How about putting them in on the 9 line for me or somebody else, if you prefer?
I guess we can live with that. I don't know what to do with UConn still. I had them in there on Friday, but then, of course, I mean, a road loss to Xavier, you can live with it. And, of course, got the McNeely thing. So I guess we'll just live with it. UCLA.
Do you want UConn in? Okay.
Yeah. And then, basically what you have on the board there with Creighton and Gonzaga. And then UCLA already went in. So I
got UCLA in already, yeah.
Well, The team I don't really like that much, but they did get a road win yesterday. It's either them or, yeah, pick your poison. It's either Oklahoma or Vanderbilt next.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go
Wait
Oklahoma
a
because they
minute.
won on the road.
I kind of like the Oklahoma pick here. I know nobody has any faith in them, but they're starting to play a
I
little
don't
better
either.
again. But
I don't have
they've
much
got the
faith in them.
But Vanderbilt, you can talk me into Vanderbilt too, because I actually like Vanderbilt a lot more. I love watching that team.
I'm with Rocco. I like Vandy here too.
I just think Oklahoma might deserve it more. That's all.
Totally. I agree with everything you just said.
I mean, Griggs,
Yeah.
Oklahoma has four quad one wins away from home. Well, actually,
Yeah.
all of their quad one and two
Awesome,
wins are
isn't
all away from home, and that's pretty powerful compared to
it?
what Vanderbilt's done away from home, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. And there's no ignoring that. I had them in, but not quite this high. There is a team that has a win that's better than what either one of these teams has. Granted, it's just one win, but what about San Diego State?
Yeah,
And
that's what I was thinking.
yeah, they're in this area for sure.
And I mean, when you look at the, it'll reset. The neutral floor win against Houston is just insanely good, and I mean that's better. I think that beating Houston on a neutral floor is better than beating, as good as those wins against Kentucky and Tennessee were. They weren't away from home. And then the Creighton win's pretty good. And the win at Boise, while we're not going to select Boise, Boise's still a really tough team to beat on the road. And I just think that this is a really, really strong profile. Their losses are not bad at all. Gonzaga at home is probably, you can forgive that. And then Oregon neutral, Oregon's a protected seed at New Mexico. New Mexico's really hard to win at. And then Utah State, we've already put in the field. I really like San Diego State, and I don't get as into the predictive metrics as I know Rocco does and some others, but like when you look at merit, that's a pretty damn good profile compared to the other teams in this area.
Matt, what I know you're a favorite of them also. Would you think maybe we hold off on Oklahoma and Vanderbilt and go the Aztecs now?
Yeah, I would put that. San Diego State was my final nine seed. I had both Oklahoma and Vandy on my 10 lines. Like this isn't too soon for them per se, but I like San Diego State just a little bit better.
And Dorman, would you agree with that also?
I do agree with it. Not to throw this party off, but I went back and forth for a long time, and they're in the same conference, ironically. New Mexico and San Diego State, I had a hard time. The win over San Diego State gave me a little more merit, obviously, because you can say they beat them head to head. But I do, when I look deeper into the resume, San Diego State pops a little more to me, but New Mexico's not far behind. But yes, I'm good with that line.
Heard a lot of love for this line, so why don't we leave it with UConn, Creighton, Gonzaga, and the San Diego State instead of Oklahoma, and go to Titel for a 10 seeds.
I love Vandy here. I like Oklahoma here, although they couldn't be going in more opposite directions, I fear. And I'm also worried that Vanderbilt's athletic department is going to go bankrupt from having to spend $250,000 every time they do a sports song. Is it worth it? Yes, but are they going to go bankrupt? I don't know what the budget's. New Mexico is certainly in the conversation. I have them as an 11. I know Pitt has been leaking oil, as we like to say, but they've got a lot of
I
decent
love
names
that
on the
reference.
resume.
Good job,
They beat
Rocco.
West Virginia. They won at Ohio State. They just went to the Carrier Dome and beat Syracuse. As far as a fourth, another team that's leaking oil, Georgia. But again, they've been leaking oil to very good SEC teams. And they do have the signature win over Kentucky. The St. John's win is aging very well. And they beat a little team already called Oklahoma. So I'll go with these four in that order.
Rocco, what do you think? Pitt in Georgia, tied with the Vandy in Oklahoma, who I know you discussed last line.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. I definitely obviously agree Vandy, Oklahoma, so that's easy. I think it's hard to call Kentucky at home a signature win in this season because there's like eight Kentuckys in the SEC right now in that top 12 level where Kentucky rests. So it's just like you're going to get a signature win every week. So that's the hardest part about all this is where to draw the line. But yeah, I would say New Mexico was my next team. So if we don't have them in yet, I gotta double check, Chad. Sorry.
They're not in yet. But would you drop Pitt or would you drop Georgia to put them in?
Pitt's my very last team in,
Okay.
and I'm still not sure what to do with Georgia, so I would drop both.
Okay.
And I would probably go New Mexico, and then my goodness.
I've got a three-letter team that I think needs discussion.
Yeah, they're close.
Really?
I know who you're talking about. I'll actually take.
Oh, so do I. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would actually seed them here, but I would certainly select them here if you know the difference. And that would be Drake Bulldogs for sure. They're very safe for me.
The Drake Bulldogs, okay. Maybe maybe
Ty, I
Drake
don't want to
wasn't here.
dump all over Pitt. What did you like about Pitt, Tytel? I know you talked about him a little bit. Yeah, what pops about Pitt to you?
They beat West Virginia. They won at Ohio State. The losses are plentiful, but they were missing Dunn for the loss at Mississippi State and losses to Wisconsin, Duke, Louisville, Clemson, all these teams were already in, I think are perfectly fine.
Norman, what do you think? What do you think we should be doing? Should Drake and or New Mexico be in over these Georgia Pitt picks?
I have New Mexico clearly ahead of Drake and Pitt, yes.
Georgia and Pitt.
I have though of those of that group, the two in for me would be Georgia and New Mexico, and I would have Pitt next on the 11 line.
Georgia and New Mexico.
Yes.
Mike, what do you think? Should we go Georgia and New Mexico and take
Mm.
Pitt out?
I mean, I don't feel strongly either way. I mean,
Okay.
I don't
How
mind
about
leaving Pitt in for now.
Matt? What do you think? Should we drop Pitt out or Georgia out in favor of New Mexico?
I like Georgia on the timeline there. For me, we have 37, 38, 39, and then I like New Mexico probably best of the rest. Although the Drake call out is not bad at all either.
I think I've heard the most love for actually going New Mexico in, Pitt out for now, Drake under consideration. And Riggs, why don't you give me next four teams? We're getting into the 11 line here, getting into the first four, but not going to quite finish out the field.
Okay, and at this point, keeping up with my notes is hard to do here. So let me see what we got.
Well, we have Drake and Pittsburgh under consideration.
Okay, yeah,
And
Drake
anybody
and
else we have not yet
I
yet
had
mentioned.
Pittsburgh a little bit lower. So one of my teams is Texas, and they have a lot of issues. I know that they're easy to beat up on, and if people want to do that, my mind can change. This other team is hard to argue for, but I really think they're good. I actually like them more than Drake, and that's the Eaters. I know again they don't top out really high at all, and they just lost a key player. I didn't say just lost, but they did lose a key player. But I like them a lot. Ohio State is so scattershot, but the one thing that I couldn't get them any lower was just because of what's at the top of their profile. I think it like if I'm looking for something that sets them apart, it's that. And then the other one is that three-letter team from Orlando.
I
Yes.
agree with Griggs's point on Ohio State. I'm not a huge fan of it when I look at them
Yeah.
on the court, but when I look at the resume, they just have wins that no one else really at this point have.
Yeah, and when I just selected four teams and I have issues with all four of them.
Yeah.
So
Well,
I mean
Griggs,
I'm
we are
not
into the
like
first
so
four, so
yeah.
I gotta throw to Ohio to Rocco first. It's on the Ohio State debate. Rocco, 4-8 versus the top two tiers, 5-8 versus the top three tiers. Should Ohio State
Yeah.
be
No.
out completely?
Yeah, I
Eleven eight
mean
oh,
what
11-8 overall.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, by the time we get to the end of the Big Ten play, it's a 20-game conference schedule in the Big Ten. We're going to know a lot more than we know now. And if they can go 3 games over 500, maybe even 2 games over 500 the rest of the way, depending on how many are left. I didn't do that math, but then I'm pretty sure the case for Ohio State will be pretty clear and they'll be safely in. But I think at this point, you have to assume they probably go 500 from here. And if they go 500 from here, they can't be this far under 500. It's just a major no-no. And we saw why, you know, Seton Hall got left out last year, why St. John's got left out last year is the exact same problem. Ohio State will have even tougher games in the Big Ten than those teams had. So I'm not even considering them really. They're seventh or eighth out for me.
I do think when you have, I mean, I know that they're 11-8, but some of those losses were on, were away from home against protected seeds. I mean, don't you sort of only half count those?
Greg,
No,
don't you
they're,
eventually have
well,
to
if you
win a
take the
game?
six,
They
take the
have
six
won some
off
game. I
one
mean,
game.
the games they won
Don't lose
were not
Digi Ed
easy
at
to
home.
win. Yeah.
They've won three games. They've
Yeah.
won three games all season.
Well, I'll give them the road Minnesota as well,
All right.
but
Yeah.
just
Oh,
take away
yeah.
the
One of the
top
wins
four.
was against Rutgers. We're not going to count that.
I'll give them that too. Take the six quad fours out of there, and you've got yourself a nice little 5-8 team. Are you taking a 5-8 team? I don't think so.
Normally
Hightower.
not, but then again, I mean, you could. There's things that I
No,
could dump on for all these teams at this point.
there's no.
So,
Okay. Let's get a
yeah,
couple of
I
opinions
don't
here.
think they're close. Yeah,
Tytel, what do you think about these four teams? Texas, UC Irvine, Ohio State, UCF. Who's coming out? Who should go in?
Irvine's coming out. I know they're a nice story, and they certainly are in the mix here, but I still think Pitt would beat them even despite Pitt's recent losses.
You'd go Pitt over Irvine. Matt, what do you think? Who should come out? Who should go in? Should we get
Yeah,
Drake and Pitt both in here? Take Irvine and Ohio State both out?
I would put Pitt in, and we have a different team from Ohio in.
Yeah, I
Which
could
is
see that.
Xavier?
Yep.
So
You
you would take Irvine and Ohio State out and put Pitt and
Pitt and
Xavier
Xavier
in.
in. And I
What?
bump
Yeah.
UCF up to 42 just because I think that's the cutoff for the first four.
If
Actually, no.
if
Texas
Ohio
would.
State's removed, I will not lose sleep. I'm not a fan.
One second. First of all, Texas would be our last team to avoid the first four, so the move wouldn't make m too much for UCF.
Okay, yeah, it's a, Texas UCF are close. They're like right next to each other for me. So that's, but yeah, I would have Xavier and Pitt and Irvine. Like I'd have Drake over Irvine, but I would not have neither just yet.
Norman, what do you think? Should we take Irvine? The proposal is that we move Irvine and Ohio State both out, put Xavier and Pitt in. Are you on board with that?
Yes, no veto.
And Mike.
I personally would like Pitt over.
We're gonna put Pitt in and take Irvine and
Okay.
Ohio State both out. And we'll put Pitt and Xavier in. But I think that that's our move.
Yeah, I'm
And
not
with
either
that.
way. I don't feel strong either way, so I think what Greg says is like if Ohio State's not in it, I'm not going to lose sleep. They just
Yeah,
don't have
I
enough win. They don't have enough
me
wins against the top.
neither. Xavier, yeah,
Right,
Chad,
yeah.
I would say Xavier has the exact same problem Ohio State has.
I
They're
was
six
gonna
and
say the same thing.
I thought they were.
Exactly.
I looked, but I thought they were either
A
just
little bit.
They got one win.
One more. 6 and 8 instead of 5 and 8.
Okay,
Yeah, they're one win closer than Ohio State right now. But hey,
Right.
maybe you get a bunt single against DePaul and you'll get helped out. But like, yeah, I would say Arizona State and Wake Forest and UCF. Like,
UCF, we just put in there. They are there.
yeah,
Okay.
I
So
say Arizona
Wake
State
is
and Wake
definitely
Forest.
worth a look. I know that they didn't win, but I do like how they've been playing. I mean, if nothing else, they at least very much look like an NCAA tournament team, whereas Ohio State did a few times.
Again, I'm not a huge. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dorman.
No, that's what I was going to say too. I'm good.
Yeah, and the main case for each would be obviously Arizona State just took another loss. That's not helpful, and they have a little bit of a unicorn profile, but nobody's more comfortable in this situation than Bobby Hurley because it happens almost every year. And they have three quality wins away from home: road West Virginia, neutral St. Mary's, neutral New Mexico. So that makes them very interesting. They've won enough games to qualify. They don't have the Xavier Ohio State issues. And Wake Forest, obviously, they're a little light on quality wins. They had the anchor with the Michigan neutral, but they've done no wrong. They've done no wrong, and they've won a good chunk of their games that matter.
I like
Big week
Rocco's
ahead.
gift
Big
for
week ahead for Wake.
understatement. They're a little light on quality win.
Huge
Yeah.
week ahead for Wake Forest, actually, at Louisville home pit. But
Big week
they
for
have a bunch
ASU
of big
ahead.
games. They do have a bunch of big games coming up, so that's going to get resolved.
Yep.
Yes.
Tell you what, we've got Texas, Pitt, Xavier, UCF. That's the most love I've heard. Mike, there's one spot left in the field. So why don't you give me, we've got Drake, Irvine, Ohio State, Arizona State, Wake Forest, all under consideration. Who would be your pick for the last spot? And you can go somewhere else also. You don't have to go with that list.
I'll go with UC Irvine.
I'll tell you what. If you want to go UC Irvine, that's great. Why don't you give me one more
Perfect.
team?
No, it's great
Because they would have to be an
selection.
auto bid winner, so we'd still have one spot left.
Hey, I'm going with Drake.
Me
Drake, if you
too.
want to go
No,
Drake, you can get two teams.
what was this? What is this? That
UC
Seinfeld? Was this that Seinfeld episode about the Drake?
San Diego's the auto
Seinfeld
bid. Drake.
episode?
You want to go Drake?
Yeah.
All right, now you can, okay, give
That's
me
a
one
good
more
What is that
team.
line
How's
from
that?
Seinfeld?
Team.
That's a
Mike,
good
give me
one.
one. Mike, give me one more team. Ohio State, Arizona State, Wake Forest, or somebody else.
Jeez.
And I'll throw under consideration one of the teams we started the show with that everybody liked.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah,
North
yeah. I
Carolina.
forgot. Yeah,
North
not them.
Carolina.
Not them.
I would pick North Carolina. I mean, if it's Drake
Yeah.
here.
Wake Forest is. I mean, they've beaten North Carolina. They're better than North Carolina under every measurement. I don't. Wow.
So let's pull this up here and Tytel.
Yeah, let's compare the two North Carolina schools here.
Tytel, North Carolina or Wake Forest or somebody else for this spot. And here's Carolina versus Wake on the screen.
Give me the only team to beat Rutgers, the Buckeyes.
You're going to Ohio State still. Okay. You're going to Ohio State. We got one vote for Ohio State. We got one vote for UNC. Matt, what do you think?
I sort of forgot North Carolina to wear. I had them right on my 10-11 border, so I'd go North Carolina here.
You would go Carolina also.
Wake
Gorman, what
beat them,
about you?
albeit at home, and I think Wake's
By
team
only
in
one point.
Michigan is. Greg's your name isn't Dorman. Dorman, which way would you go?
Oh, sorry.
You'd go Wake. Now,
Yes.
Griggs, I'll let you throw your thoughts in.
Wake, and like I was saying, I like the win against Michigan a little more than the win against UCLA, and they beat Carolina, and their conference record is better, and their team is better.
And Rocco, what do you think we should do here for the last team?
I guess Wake Forest, but it would be close with Arizona State.
Wake Forest then gets our last spot very, very, very closely over Carolina. But I think that actually completes all of our at-large bids. But I guess one question I always have is there anybody that we have not mentioned that might belong under consideration? I'll throw one up there right now because we started the show with them, was that North Texas
Yeah, I was
team.
going to say them.
I'd like to throw Bradley in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Bradley, get him up there.
They're the auto bid, though, aren't they?
No,
No,
we have Drake, I think. We always go with whoever the first team is from a conference, it will be our auto bid winner.
okay.
Drake, even though Bradley is technically a game ahead of them in the standings, we got Drake in as our auto bid winner for this exercise tonight.
Drake, don't kill me,
Mike,
Griggs. VCU?
I'll tell you what, Dorman, I'll put VCU into the
Good,
field because they'd be our auto bid winner
man.
out of the A-10. How's that?
No, I'm not killing you for that.
Briggs would like to take the A-10 out of the tournament total.
Yeah, I mean, I would say SMU is at least under consideration. I wouldn't put them in quite yet, but they've got they're beating all the teams they're supposed to. They just haven't got the tournament level win.
I, you know, Indiana doesn't fall off the board entirely with their loss today. I think that they still might belong up here. Matt, anyone else?
I'd begrudgingly put Dade in here. They've righted the ship a little bit to where
Three
they
game win
still got
streak.
a little more work to do, but yeah.
They're still taking in a lot of water.
Yeah, a lot of water. UC
I
San
tell.
Diego, if you want to
Yeah,
get
I like
close.
that. I didn't want to say them, but I wanted to say them, but thought I'd get you all that, so I'm glad you said them. I like that UC San Diego team.
McNeese is right here.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you another one, Dorman. I'll put McNeese in the
Yeah.
Thank you.
field. And you know what? I'll give you one more. I'll throw Arkansas State here to finish
Samford.
off the
Oh, okay. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
Arkansas
oh
State.
yeah.
Okay.
I love
State
Sanford.
to
Sanford
finish
and
off the
Simon.
12 line, I believe.
Yeah.
Tytel, anyone else you think belongs under consideration? We got nine extra teams up there already.
We could list like several other Big Ten teams, but it's a waste of our time. And I just want to give you credit, Chad, for you were driving the Wake bandwagon early on, and you have been correct so far.
They just came off a loss.
A
I could
good
have lived with
loss,
you
a
guys
good
not putting
lot.
them in
Yeah.
after that loss.
They had a lead in the second half.
Let me throw it out there again. I mentioned it last week.
No.
It's still pretty far off the field here,
Yes, they're still pretty far off the field. They very much are.
but maybe Stanford is worth a look here now with 3 wins in a row and that win at Carolina and the win at Santa Clara.
They're getting there.
Just a team to keep an eye on.
Okay.
Still far off the pay. You can't lose to Cal Poly at home. Cal Poly cannot win a Big West Conference game in the last 10 years, but yeah.
Santa Clara themselves was my fifth team out on Friday, but they took a loss at Oregon State. Oregon State themselves is getting more interesting as well.
Yeah.
And like all these teams fighting for third in the WCC are all interesting. The league needs one of them to get on a 4-game win streak.
And anybody of the Nebraska, Northwestern,
No.
Penn
Oh.
State, Iowa group that suddenly got hot for a week or two could get back here, but I think they're all off the pace
I
right
think
now.
Nebraska's lost their like last 37 games or something. I mean, it's getting out of hand.
Real quick
Yeah.
here, I'm going to throw. Ooh, we just lost the screen. There we go. There's the rest of the field. I got the 13 line, Samford, Middle Tennessee, Charleston, and Grand Canyon. 14 line, Yale, Lipscomb, High Point, and Akron. Northern Colorado, Cleveland State,
Lipscomb. What's
Norfolk State.
Lipscomb doing there?
Norfolk State and Central Connecticut. I think they're the best team in the conference. So
Yeah.
I know they're not technically in first place right now. Morehead and Southern avoiding the first four, while Omaha, Bryant, Marist, and American go to the first four.
And we will cover these teams in depth and more on Wednesday.
You betcha.
Oh.
On that note, we've got a field. All we're going to do is bracket it up. We'll put the bracket down below there. After we go for the show, I'll let Rocco try to talk me out of Lipscomb from the A Sun there as well. Maybe we'll change that pick, but probably going to be Lipscomb. We'll see. But I want to run through each of you for any other final thoughts about anything we did tonight or anything else you want to discuss at all. And Matt, well, let me start with you tonight.
I was always one of the resident Big East people here. I was throwing dirt on the league in late November, early December, and lo and behold, here we go. We have five teams in. Now, I know Xavier's spot's still pretty perilous, but they've just gotten their two nice wins over Marquette and UConn, which I think at the end of the year will both be Q1. And if that's the case, all they got to do is just pick up some more Q2s here at the end of the year with their schedules easing up. And there you go. You might just have five Big East teams after all. And hey, 5 out of 11 ain't too bad.
Five Big East, only 13 SEC teams, but we'll see if that holds up. Tytel, what about you? Any final thoughts?
First, congrats to your Fly Eagles Fly for making it to the Super Bowl. As far as some matchups of note, I love some of the 8-9 matchups just because of the legendary coaches. Scott Drew's won a title. Hurley's won back-to-back titles. Few's the best coach who's never won a title, arguably. So you're going to have some serious guys who know how to win in March in that. And then as far as the 6-11 game, if there's any Sean Miller fans out there, the chance of Arizona Xavier is
Oh, man.
very interesting.
Nice. If you can't get that one, check that bracket down there. Mike.
Yeah, like with the Big Ten and SEC teams, they have no chance to pick up a bad loss, really only good wins. So, there's going to be teams in those two conferences that, if you get a couple, you get a couple, two or three high quality wins, they could really shoot up the standings, shoot up the rankings in the bracket. So, there's still what today's the end of January, so there's still about 7 weeks left. So really excited. Just put your seatbelt on and put your seatbelt on and hang on.
Absolutely. Rocco.
Well, the 13 SEC thing is really irritating
Yeah.
for a million reasons, and
Including
we can call
bracketing,
it.
which I'll be doing.
Well, we can call it 7 million reasons if you want to look at each team's NIL number, but I'll digress from that. I think I maybe I'm stubborn. I really don't know if the math is there to them for them to get more than 11 teams, but maybe there's an angle for 12 because it is an unbalanced schedule. And when you're getting these wins, like the Tytel thing really stuck with me about Georgia's signature win being Kentucky, but you look at Kentucky right now on this board. They come in as the what, fifth or sixth SEC team. So that means anybody below sixth place can get a signature win on almost every week. So it is going to be perpetual. They're 500 situation. I was actually just using the KenPom projected record for teams like Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Georgia, Texas, those four that are closer to the bubble right now. And I was like, crap, they actually would come in right around 500 without their quad four because this league did so well in non-conference. So we might see something unprecedented with the 12 bids. I really refuse to go to 13. I know that's what's in here right now.
But
And you
that's
do have
right
to,
now. Like that's
yeah,
before
you
they
do have to
beat.
take,
Yeah.
yeah. You have to imagine one of these, one or two of these teams, perhaps it is Oklahoma, maybe even Georgia, goes cold and all is right in the world and we land on 11. But I'm every week that goes by, I'm getting a little bit more nervous about it.
Dorman.
I'm going to give a shout out to two coaches who have done an incredible job that are found their way on this board tonight. Louisville sitting in our 21st overall. Pat Kelsey, what an incredible job. I cannot believe Louisville is this good. And he took some terrible, rough injuries the first 4 weeks of the season, really tough injuries to starters. And he's still done an incredible job and unbelievable work there. And Mark Byington, thinking about, but Byington from Vanderbilt. This team and program was in disarray 6 months ago, and in a brutal, rugged SEC, has really done an incredible job. Even to have them mentioned for a tournament seed, let alone safely in our field tonight, those two coaches, incredible job so far this year.
Wouldn't agree more. Griggs, you want to finish the show off?
Yeah, in looking at the seed list and looking at the 3-6 matchups, I really do think we should swap Louisville and Missouri so we could have a Kansas-Missouri rematch in the round of 32.
All
And
right.
you don't have a buzzer tonight.
No, I don't.
Quarter
What
war.
I can do is go ahead and pull the screen share down. Like I mentioned, you can bracket everything up below. If you want to check out those team sheets we're looking at tonight, up top there, the team sheet website updated every day as well. But on behalf of John Tytel, David Griggs, David Dorman, Matt Sikowski, Rocco Miller from Bracketeer.org, Mike Cha down at the bottom. I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back Monday night with a Hoops HD report, Wednesday with an Under Radar. And next Sunday, another bracket rundown. I think we'll be switching up the format next week and not having Griggs on at all. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and we'll talk to you again
What?
soon.
Yeah.